WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They aren't there yet, but the White House says a deal to free more hostages taken by Hamas is close. U.S. and Qatar trying to broker that agreement. Fighting intensifying between Israeli forces and Hamas near another hospital in northern Gaza. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv. He reassured Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. is with them for the long haul in its war with Russia.
This is about, you know, not living in a world where a dictator can wake up one day and decide to annex the property of his peaceful neighbor. That's not the world that we want to live in.
Austin also announced another $100 million in U.S. aid. Microsoft has hired OpenAI's former CEO Sam Altman and the company's ex-president Greg Brockman to lead a new advanced AI research team. A three-day celebration of life for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begins a week from today. This is ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Erie 12.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for child care. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed $1 billion boost to workforce programs and child care. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth City Council has approved a plan to demolish the old St. Mary's Hospital building. According to a Northern News Now report, the City Council considered repurposing the building, but decided demolition was cheaper and safer due to the old infrastructure of the building. The city estimates it will need nearly $12 million to complete the demolition, which will come from the state bonding funds that helped establish the city's medical district. There's no timeline for the demolition project. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say confusion about the legal age to purchase tobacco products may be to blame for the rise in underage tobacco and vape sales. Under Wisconsin state law, residents can buy tobacco products at age 18, but the age was raised to 21 back in 2019 under federal law, which supersedes the state age of 18. In response, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is preparing legislation to change the state law and raise the minimum age to 21 to buy tobacco products. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a five-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis in the loud winning locker room says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. I think we instill confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's only 14 games in, but I like where we're at.
The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play the Minnesota Gophers for the Paul Bunyan Axe coming up on Saturday. That comes after the Badgers' overtime win against Nebraska. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We celebrated. We enjoyed. There was a lot of things on Saturday night, but most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about, getting the axe and making sure we understand and respect everything about this game and this rivalry.
That's the Badgers' head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 40. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 23. High of 45 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 36.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station, UK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. One day closer to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, man. One day closer to the what are you going to do on Thanksgiving, man?
We're just having immediate family. My sister's home from school. I'm going to make a turkey, just hang out with the family.
You're going to make a turkey?
Yes, I make the turkey in my family.
Really? So what special way do you make it?
I just do a traditional, like, roasted, where you put the butter under the skin on the outside and that kind of thing, roasted in the oven.
I'm kind of blown away, man. You're young. Yeah. Where did you learn about roasting turkeys, and how long have you been doing it?
This will be my third year doing it.
His third turkey.
I don't know. I guess I just looked it up online, saw some recipes.
I thought they were calling you a turkey. No. They were talking about it. That's good. That's a relief, Calvin.
But moms, how did you supplant mom from doing the turkey?
She doesn't really like to make the turkey. She likes to make the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the casserole and that kind of thing. So she lets me take over the turkey.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Now tell me this. Do you carve the turkey, too?
Yes, I do.
Good job.
I would have never guessed that Calvin was the guy making the turkey.
Well, I'm not sure. You know,
he's a young guy.
Don't sell
25.
Calvin. Don't sell him short.
I'm not selling him short. Mm-hmm. But how many 25-year-old guys are in the kitchen on Thanksgiving
doing the turkey?
Yeah, when mom's at home.
No. My hat's off to you, Calvin.
Yeah, mine as well. And for those of you who may not know, those of you from across the state, my co-host Sandy Williams is in the studio, and Sandy, you know, for these different markets that we're in now, people don't know anything about Sandy Williams, and I, you know, you're a humble guy, and you don't ever want me to talk about, you know,
that's not,
I know, man, but we need to tell us a little bit about Sandy. If we're across the state, people don't know who you are. They hear your opinions on things. A little bit about Sandy Williams.
Holy cow. Wow.
Not the full story, because we won't make it through the 2 hours.
No, you're going to get a really short version. You know, I'm a Wisconsinite, went away to school for college and law school and business school, came back, practiced law, worked for a couple of years.
Harvard is the school that he won't mention.
And worked for the governor, was his legal counsel for a couple of years, practiced law beyond that for a long time in the business sector. and retired. And since then, I've been doing this radio show with you for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
I think it has been.
It's been a long time.
I think 2018 was the beginning.
I can't believe it's been that long. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And I do some coaching. I coach boys rowing. I rowed in college a long time ago. Everything I can tell you about was a long time ago. Yeah. So the fact, but I still remember it all quite clearly, vividly. And I enjoy, you know, like they say, don't ever give an attorney a microphone. He might, yeah. Might be hard to shut up. So, you know, you've been good enough to give me a microphone, and I try to use it discreetly.
Haven't regretted it one moment. You're a global traveler?
Well, I've traveled quite a bit. I've been lucky enough to do that. I've been, you know, I've had a lucky life, had a lot of good experiences. And I'm a kind of a voracious news junkie, and I get an opportunity to talk about that.
Man, you know, want to talk a little bit quickly about yesterday, Sandy. You're part of our nonprofit called Voices of the Elders. And on yesterday, we gave away 200 turkeys and all the fixings and all of those things, Sandy. And it was absolutely unbelievable.
Well, yeah, let me say a little bit about Voice of the Elders. This is Earl's dream, and it's come to reality, and it's a number of elder men who...
I'm glad you cut it off at elder.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Didn't add the lead.
Not elderly. They're just on the older end of the spectrum.
Yes.
But they're on the spectrum.
Yes.
And they are providing their mentoring capacity to young men in the kind of 10 to 12, 13 age, yes, range, where people, where young kids are reaching a fork in the road, making decisions that could impact their life badly or well. And it's important that when they get to the fork in the road, unlike Yogi Berra, who said, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. When you get to the fork in the road, you got to choose which one to take.
Right.
And the whole principle of Voice of the Elders is to help young men make those right choices. And it's successful. It's grown over the last 2 years into quite a large program. It's getting quite a bit of attention from the city and county of Milwaukee, and even nationally, people wanting to emulate it. So it's been a wonderful thing, and I've been lucky enough only to be involved just sort of as a counselor to it. But it's eye opening and very inspiring.
You know, Sandy, it was a wonderful time on yesterday, and thanks to all of those volunteers. You know, Sandy, no man's an island, except for Donald Trump. But that's a mild attempted humor.
Yeah, yeah.
But no man's an island, and nobody can do anything of themselves. And we've got a great group of men that's growing, and women, because we are adding women to our program. And we'll be engaging girls as well, young girls as well, in the coming months and years. But no man's an island. And I want to thank all of those volunteers who showed up from organizations that we didn't even expect, Sandy. It was Facebook does a lot of great things. We can talk about the negative things, but as a vehicle to get to people, It works.
Yeah, it's a very effective bulletin board.
Yes.
And that's really how it started out. And I think when it's utilized for those purposes, it's truly effective.
And on yesterday, I found out just how well it works as a vehicle to get information out to people. And so many people showed up because I saw it on Facebook. And that's not just the people who came to pick up the turkeys, but the service, the people who came and were willing to do the work, nondescript. You know, a lot of times people do things for fame and adulation, but there's so many people, Sandy, who do things behind the scenes. Our nation is still full of good people. Sometimes we don't get a chance to acknowledge it, right, and we don't talk about it.
And I think almost everyone, given the opportunity, can display their goodness. And I think the problem with politics is that it's fanning the other side of people too much and not allowing them to reveal to themselves and to others the good person that I think almost 100% of us are.
You know, and I want to give a special acknowledgement to Sharky, a listener that Sandy and I got a chance to meet in Racine. He invited us up for breakfast back during the warmer days. And we you and I went up to...
Down to. Yeah.
and had a great breakfast and met some wonderful listeners in Racine. He came up on yesterday, and he was the first guy there. And he was there until the end. And, you know, a debt of gratitude to you, Sharky, because, you know, you didn't have to be there. But it just goes to show, Sandy, we do reach people sometimes through this medium. And had it not been for this medium, we would have never met Sharky.
Yeah.
And Sharky's a very impressionable person. And now he's an official member of Voices of the Elders.
Well, you know, I think once you see, feel, and touch Voice of the Elders and see what it does, it's hard not to be extremely inspired by it and to want to be involved with it. So, I got to hand it to you. I think it was not only a great idea, but it's much more than an idea. It's come to fruition. So.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you to WellPoint, which allowed us to use their facility to deliver all of those birds and all of those things. One thing I found out, Sandy, turkeys are pretty heavy when they come in a box of four. And they're frozen like bowling balls.
Yeah.
And for the elders...
This was a workout, huh?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a workout. And before I make a mistake and forget to say to everyone, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. And in a few days, we'll all be sitting at the table if we're fortunate enough. And I just want to make sure we remember what the reason for all of that is, Sandy, right?
Sometimes yeah, absolutely. We talk, I'm an economist. Economists always see the gloomy side of things, but there's so much to be thankful for, particularly in this country. And so, I think, and all of us have a lot to be thankful for within the sanctity of our families and our extended families. And so, I think personally, Thanksgiving to me is like the best of all the holidays.
Yeah,
you know, it's unadorned with commercialism, you know, other than buying the turkey. We aren't encouraged to go out and spend a lot of money on presents for one another or anything else other than just embracing that which is good about all of us.
So we're going to talk a little bit about when we get back. We're going to talk a little bit about Sandy, a woman, maybe sometime in the near future, heading our nation. Because it's going to be happening.
Well, it certainly has happened around the world. I mean, look at
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, look at Finland. Finland yes. just had a 34-year-old woman. I think she was 34 when she became prime minister. We have Belgium Denmark has had a woman leading it. We've had Margaret Thatcher in England, one of the major powers.
So on the other side, join us at 844-967-2789. We'd really be interested in your thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, GOAT, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. It's Tuesday. It means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And you know, Sandy, I think that might have been the first Beatles song that I ever really liked.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like all of them, but it's amazing how everybody else did. You know, the Beatles would come out with an album. In those days, you know, music came out in LP albums with about 16 songs on each album. And they'd come out with an album, and 8 of the 16 would be in the top 10, like almost immediately.
Right.
You know, and they just dominated the top 10 between the Rolling Stones and a couple of the Motown.
Yes.
And the Beatles, that was it.
Well, you know, the thing about the Beatles is, you know, even a few television stations that we had, you don't remember a guy named Ed Sullivan, do you?
really big show.
And Ed Sullivan,
yeah,
was the guy who kind of gave
he introduced
the platform.
Yeah, he introduced the Beatles to the United States.
Yeah,
they were the first U.S. television appearance of the Beatles, and one of their first television appearances.
Yeah, and you know, he did that with a lot of different groups. He did it with the Rolling Stones. He did it with the Temptations. He did it with the
He was an amazing guy. I think he was originally a sports writer, but he was a newspaper guy, and he was a total stiff. I mean, talk about someone with almost zero personality, but he ran this variety show that was a big deal.
So that's Ed Sullivan. When I first saw him and watching his show, and it was must-see TV,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Ed Sullivan must have been 75 then.
Man, I don't think so. I think then everyone who was middle-aged was way old.
Yeah.
He'd been around, definitely. But just the main thing was the guy was – without any individual sort of talent.
Personality
or talent. He was just, he would just introduce whoever, and he had, it was a variety show, and he had it was an interesting show.
But Sandy, let's get to a Dutch woman is on the brink of becoming the first female leader. When I read the story, and how do you pronounce her name?
You asked me, and I would ask one of someone out there. You know, it looks like Dylan Yazilgas, but I don't speak. You know, my great grandparents spoke Flanders and came from the lowlands on my mother's side, but I didn't get the vocabulary gene from them, so I don't know.
Well, so I couldn't help but think once I read the article, hey, I wonder how long it'll be in our nation, before we'll accept a woman as the president of the United States.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen in your and my lifetime, Sandy.
I do.
Do you? Oh, yeah. You do?
Well, I guess maybe I'm optimistic about how long I'll live. But,
yeah.
I think it well could happen. For instance, I don't think Nikki Haley has a high probability of getting the nomination, but I think she's got the highest probability of getting it other than Donald Trump. And that would be a woman candidate for president.
Well,
we had one, Hillary.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
And she came very close to winning. She didn't.
Very close.
Very close.
And I don't know, Sandy. Hillary clearly was the best chance.
If Michelle Obama was running today as a Democrat, what do you think? I think she'd have a very, very good opportunity. So I think it's going to take the right candidate, the right circumstance. But I don't think the American public is per se against electing a woman. I think if we were honest with ourselves, however, Hillary's womanhood probably made it harder. Penalized her. Probably did.
So our phone line is open, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on whether or not you it's time or whether or not. And I'll tell you, Sandy, you look at bright women. You were
what's interesting
business.
What's happened in our lifetime with respect to women is that the cream has risen to the top once given the opportunity. Women, when we were very young, women were at home or teaching or nursing were the occupations that were sort of the ones open and available. And during the 60s, we went through a revolution in which it became clear that women were going to forge their way in every way. And so I think my law school class at Columbia, one of the top law schools, had only about 6 women in it, and within 5 years it had 40% women, and now it's over 50% women. The law practice itself has become probably half women in terms of the corporate law practice in major law firms.
So do you think men are still threatened by well-educated women?
In
the circles that you've been in, and you've been in major circles,
I think
and business
this,
and all those
I think
things.
This, I think when people talk about men and they talk about women, they use a different vernacular. And that vernacular, I think, is one that...
That's frightening
to men, makes it more difficult for women. So a woman who's aggressive can be given...
Right.
Will be used the B word, whereas a man who's aggressive will be rewarded for it. A woman who's aggressive might be not rewarded for it. And so I do still think that there are different standards being applied subliminally, at least to women. I think that's beginning to modify over time. I do still believe, however, that a woman will get elected and will become president of the United States. And I think it'll happen within a decade or two.
Well, Sandy, you look at Congress and the Senate, and you see more and more women, I don't want to use the term infiltrating it, but...
If we're going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll use the word infiltrate, but she's not the norm.
So when we take a little news hiatus on the other side, we'll come back. We'll continue the conversation about women and their leadership, not only in this nation but across the earth, across the planet. Sandy Williams, my co-host, is in the studio. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Love you all the time. Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
The St. Croix Valley. We're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dollar General stores will pay $850,000 after an investigation of inaccurate price tags at stores across Wisconsin. Customers complained that items were ringing up higher at the cash register than the prices marked on the shelves. State investigators say on average prices were 17% higher than listed. Dollar General has agreed to accuracy checks every 90 days, but is not admitting to breaking any laws. Governor Evers says he wants state lawmakers to release some of the money approved for two Native American nations in the state budget. The Joint Finance Committee voted to withhold money from the tribes, which is approved in the state budget. Governor Evers is asking Joint Finance to release $2 million of the $11 million to the Bad River and Lac des Flambeaux Native Nations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' administration has submitted a brief with the state Supreme Court explaining there's no emergency basis for the court to take the school choice case. The lawsuit was filed last month and claims school choice and Wisconsin's voucher programs are unconstitutional and hurt the state's public school system. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also filed a brief with the court, which shared the sentiment of Governor Evers and that there was no need for the court to fast-track the case. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced Dollar General has agreed to pay over $800,000 for alleged violations of overcharging customers. According to a TMJ4 report, price verification at 238 Dollar General stores in the state found 662 items were an average 17% more expensive than were listed on the store shelves. Dollar General said it has invested more resources in price verification to eliminate the issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a five-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis in the loud winning locker room says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. I think we instill confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's just only 14 games in, but I like where we're at.
The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play the Minnesota Gophers for the Paul Bunyan Axe coming up on Saturday. That comes after the Badgers' overtime win against Nebraska. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We celebrate. We enjoyed. There was a lot of things on Saturday night, but most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about, getting the axe and making sure we understand and respect everything about this game and this rivalry.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 40. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 23. High of 45 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 36.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
What I was saying?
Well, I was just trying to figure it out. That isn't the Carpenters. Who is that?
I forgot the name of that group.
That is the Byrds.
Oh, the Byrds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. To every season, turn.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, the fact that there is a woman right now who has an enormous possibility, Sandy, to
be the prime minister of the Netherlands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there's a whole number of countries that have done this. Some of it might have to do with the parliamentary system versus our electoral system. We elect our president directly. Prime ministers are people who are elected by the parliament. Parliamentarians are all elected by the people, and then those in parliament will get together and decide who it is that will be the leader of the country, ergo the prime minister. And you know, we've had women in Europe, in New Zealand, they've had a woman for a while now. Finland, Margaret Thatcher in a parliamentary system as well. So, you know, it's happened around the world with increasing frequency, and I do believe that it will happen here. You know, it almost happened in 2016. It obviously takes a coincidence of the right politics and the right person. I continue to think that it probably is harder for a woman than a man because of the way we judge them, the way we talk about them. A lot of this has to do with sort of subconscious portions of our culture. But we're moving in the right direction. And it certainly has happened in the government, in the business world. You know, the CEO of General Motors now is a woman. We have had some very big companies that are headed by women, but still not in the same percentage as they are employed in the workforce. And women still continue to earn less than men. When it's measured. So, you know, there's a ways to go.
Well, and you look in the universities all over the nation, and women clearly outnumber men, probably now more so than ever.
Yes.
So they're being well-educated. And the way I see it, though, Sandy, is, you know, I've all my life seen men. And I know a little something about men, right? And our egos and those kind of things. And maybe it's time for a softening. And it doesn't mean, I just said something that.
Yeah, well, I think you just
said messes things up.
Just fell into the characterization. I think what's required is rational decision making. And I think women are just as capable of rational decision making as men, maybe more capable of deciphering the facts and the emotions and all of that. I think empathy is a big part of diplomacy, and it might well be that women could demonstrate greater diplomatic skills than men. But I think it's dangerous to start characterizing people by gender in terms of what they can do. I think the genders are pretty much bi-capable of doing the same kinds of things.
I stand corrected on it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, Earl. First off, I just want to wish both Sandy and you a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and thank you every day.
Likewise, Tom.
Absolutely. And second, as well as this conversation goes, I mean, my biggest issue is that I think women are the meanest to other women. I think that we have problems in this country.
Hey, Tom, I opened my mouth and inserted my foot. And now, you know, and I know you didn't mean it in that manner, but sometimes those kind of thoughts could be taken out of context because men, we're at war all over the world. And there are men who are declaring war and in leadership positions and those kind of things. So go ahead. Tom.
I think we've got a connection issue. I think
okay.
A telephone connection
issue. Yeah, let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I need to differ a bit with what was just said 5 minutes ago, which is we elect our leader directly. We do not. We
the Electoral College. Leader, yes. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And what I wanted to say about that is we already, by popular vote, elected a woman president. She just didn't get appointed by the Electoral College.
Well,
of course, that has to do with the definitely anti-democratic nature of the Electoral College.
Well, you're right there. And although the Electoral College doesn't get all the way to the parliamentary system because, well, although we tried to get it there, I guess, in the machinations of the Trump group trying to manipulate the Electoral College concept into being something that could be negotiated, which would be like the parliamentary system. But no, you're right. We don't elect directly, and therefore the headcount isn't an exact process. It's diluted by the Electoral College.
Which is why we need the popular vote, Interstate Compact.
Instead of a constitutional amendment, you would look for an interstate agreement between the states in which the states would each agree that they would select their electorate, they would select their delegates to the Electoral College based on the statewide headcount.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. We can't even get a constitutional amendment to grant equality to half of our population. So we're never going to get at least not in my lifetime, we won't get a constitutional amendment to change the Electoral College system, unfortunately. So we need at least 270. I think it is the number of electoral votes, states totaling that, signing on to that compact, and then we'll actually have a democracy in this country. That's what I wanted to say, and thank you, Mike.
Hey, Jack, thank you, as always, man, for being on point. Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Earl, I apologize. The phone got
no problem, man.
No problem.
Go ahead.
So, what I was saying is that I think that for some reason in this country, we think of, God as the father. We think of, I think that racism and sexism are interwoven into the fabric of our society. I think that, we had the greatest opportunity with Hillary Clinton to be president. And unfortunately, again, not the majority or not the minority of women, but the majority of women voted for a guy that talked about grabbing a woman's private parts. And when you look at that, you think, wow, here we have that one opportunity, I think, in my lifetime to actually elect a woman. And I think what happens is it's you can really, especially in money and politics, you can really demonize a woman pretty quickly. You could have a woman that is, one of the most incredible women in the world. And all of a sudden you start seeing ads where they make her almost like a cat, sly, secretive. Words like this that for some reason can make their way into damaging a woman's reputation, where you see a man, he doesn't have those issues. And I think, if anyone listens to a song by Taylor Swift about, what a man can do and a woman can't do, and it's called The Man, they should check it out, because it really does talk about the fact of what men can get away with that women cannot get away with. And I think we got a long way to go, and I think the reason why it's worked in European countries, like Sandy was saying, their parliamentary systems, first off, But second, it's because they've actually had queens that have actually been a part of the monarchy that were actually women. We haven't had that here in this country. And I think that I think women need to be raised above. And I do believe that testosterone is the most dangerous drug in the world when it comes to wars. That if we did have some women, we probably wouldn't have some of the conflicts that we have in the world.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, I think the last election, there were probably, and I'm not saying this is fact, I'm just telling you my opinion. I thought that there were more women elected to Congress than men. So they're getting their you know, into politics. And I'm absolutely fine having a woman president. Hillary Clinton, like I think Tom was inferring, was the greatest woman around. She is far from great. She has so many issues and problems and anger problems. I mean, she's one of the most angriest people that I know.
There we go. See, but Gary, let's just talk about the Congress thing. The first thing you said, that can't be accurate because, you know, everyone in Congress, everyone in the House of Representatives stands for re-election every 2 years. So everyone in the House of Representatives was up for re-election. And so we didn't elect a majority of women because we don't have a majority of women in Congress. But it is true that more women were elected than have been elected in the past. So the number of women getting elected is increasing substantially. So that's factually accurate. That's a fact that doesn't have to be an opinion. But I think the way you're characterizing Hillary is the problem in that we don't talk about men in that same way.
I mean, to say she's the angriest person you knew, look, I haven't been a woman. I'm not a woman. I don't know what it's like to be a woman having to live in a man's society. And she's a brilliant woman who has to deal with smart men and be disrespected and challenged for being a brilliant woman.
Well, I would just go to the point of characterizing someone as being angry.
Yeah.
Because certainly Donald Trump could be characterized as being angry. He spends most of his time being angry. Now, I think the people who support Trump would say, yeah, he's angry, but he's angry for a good reason because everyone's out to get him. But, you know, I think we do talk about women differently, and I think that we measure them differently, and I think that is a problem in our society because we don't hold men and women to the same standards. We treat them differently.
How can someone go out there and call half of the people in America deplorable? I mean, do you think that was a smart move on her?
Well, no, that has to do with that doesn't have to do with her being a man or a woman. That has to do with the choice of words and a characterization. You know, Mitt Romney probably ended his election opportunity when he was at a fundraiser and described the country as being 50% makers and 50% takers, okay? So that wasn't much different than what Hillary said. It was a different kind of an insult to a broad range of people, but it didn't do him any good either.
More point. If we end up getting rid of the Electoral College, the only states are going to count are New York, Texas, Florida, and California. The Electoral College has to stay the way it is to be fair because it represents every single community, big, large, small, whatever.
Well, it can't, you know, when you talk about it being fair, I don't know how many people in California, how many people in New York to have the same amount of senators in Rhode Island as you do in California or New York or Wyoming.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, the founding fathers had this in mind. They created the lack of equality, but urbanization has aggravated it.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Before we went to break, we were talking about whether or not, it's time for, a woman and thoughts to possibly lead our nation. And so there are people who say yay or nay, and we just wanted to hear your idea on it. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I say the Electoral College needs to go because it's not in the same context I think it was when it was designed. It's become very skewed, very undemocratic. I really would like to see a national ranked choice voting or national popular vote, or whatever you want to refer to it as, because that would give the voting back to the people.
So what about a woman as the leader of our nation?
Well, when you have a popular vote or national ranked choice voting, you put out candidates and they are voted on through like a primary and narrowed down, and then just like it would be a regular election. But I'm fine with a woman. And I think actually a woman would have a much better choice if we had that kind of a system.
Yeah, I think you're right, Cindy. I think ranked choice voting would cut through a lot of the strident partisanship that's ongoing. Number one. Number two, it would give the centrists more capacity, and moderation would be introduced into the process, I think, more. I think in the outcome of that could well be that people would have more choice, and they would be less inclined to vote for such a limited number of people who are presented to them now.
I agree.
Thank you very much for the call, Cindy, as always. Really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. The Electoral College, I think every Wisconsin voter should thank God for it, because like one of your previous callers said, Wisconsin's votes wouldn't matter if it didn't have the Electoral College. The same thing with the electoral maps that they're trying to divvy up now fairly in Wisconsin, because Milwaukee and Madison and maybe a couple other areas, the rest of the state won't matter as far as votes go. So
CJ, that's an interesting proposition. I think Wisconsin is about average in the country for population, very close to average.
Yeah.
So I think therefore we would be indifferent to the Electoral College change in terms of the dilution of our vote or not in the process. I think the number of delegates we have, et cetera, comes pretty close to average. So I'm not sure you're right that Wisconsin is a state that has a particular dog in that fight in terms of what it would do to the process. I think the people who clearly have a dog in the fight are the much more underpopulated states who have a much higher proportionate representation as the result of the way the Electoral College is denominated.
Well, fairness to the country, I think it matters.
Okay, well, so you were just telling Wisconsinites that they had a particular focused interest on this, and I don't think that's true. I think if you live in Wyoming, you have a particular focused interest on this, or if you live in
Idaho
or states yeah. like that. And the same is true with respect to Wisconsin and representation in Wisconsin, because I don't think you can say that the rural Wisconsin currently is underrepresented in Congress, or even proportionately, I mean, in the state house, or even proportionately represented in the state house. The rural Wisconsin is actually disproportionately represented in the state house to their benefit. So I think you could flip your argument on the head and say, if you don't redistrict this, the people in Madison, Green Bay, Milwaukee, and elsewhere are substantially underrepresented and have a complaint to be made.
Which is what the argument is right now.
Yeah.
So go ahead, CJ.
I love hearing you gentlemen, though, actually try to define a woman, because we...
Who's trying to define a woman?
Court justice who couldn't and wouldn't.
All right, let's... I think we've run amok here.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call, CJ. I don't... And I'm not even going to respond to any of that.
Well, no, that was he was referring to genderism and
yeah. You know, Sandy, after it's all said and done on that subject, there'll come a time. The time can't happen soon enough. I think if ever there was a time that our nation could benefit from having a woman in office, someone new.
Well, you know, just like when we talk about race, the fact that we talk about it means we have a problem. Now we're talking about the women getting elected, and the fact that we're talking about it suggests we have a problem as well.
Yeah.
And the same is true with respect to, I think, sexual identity. The fact that we talk about it simply reflects the fact that we have a societal problem in terms of being tolerant or blind to it. So we aren't blind to gender. We aren't blind to race. And we need to get there. You know, we need to get to the place where we are. So I'm troubled by the fact that we have to have the conversation.
Oh, so, Sandy, you know, I think that's you put it very well. Because where we are at this point in the history of our nation, these are things we should have been able to have overcome by now.
Yeah, you know, if we really were embodying everything that the Founding Fathers, regardless of the fact that the Founding Fathers had a very sexist view of the world, because that was the cultural view of the world in 1790. It isn't the sense of the world today. We need to evolve to the democratic sense of the world today.
All right. So we've got some news and weather and other things on the way. But when we return, we're going to continue to talk about.
Well, I think one of the things is this the Supreme Court case being argued today with respect to
redistricting. All right. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.